This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we can take a look back at what has been a great shift in national debate and consciousness regarding what used to be called UFOs, unidentified flying objects. They now are called UAPs, okay? And what's the difference? Does the difference matter? Well, it certainly matters in terms of public credibility. There are now very credible people, including a former president of the United States, Barack Obama, a perhaps future president of the United States, and a very likely presidential candidate next time, Marco Rubio, the conservative Republican senator from Florida, and many others who are giving serious attention to a collection of tapes and documents and data by the federal government, a lot of which is going to be exposed perhaps as early as next week regarding some of these flying whatevers that have been identified out there. It was even a subject of a 60 Minutes report. To talk about this, because I do not claim or pretend to be an expert or particularly fascinated in the past by UFOs, but Jay Richards knows a great deal about it. Dr. Richards is a research assistant professor at the Catholic University of America, the Bush School of Business there. He's also a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and executive editor of the Stream. His most recent book is about COVID-19, and it's The Price of Panic: How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Catastrophe. Are you at all surprised right now, Jay, to see all of the attention being turned to this phenomenon of unidentified flying whatever's thingamajigs? Some of them look like or suggest that they are aerial craft. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really the question, Michael. I mean, I've looked at these released videos. In fact, I saw them a year ago when they were confirmed by the government as at least official videos. And they, I would say they're interesting, but they're not sort of, you know, historic if you compare it to the types of evidence that we've actually been seeing for decades. I think in many ways the story at the moment is, why do official sources, why is the Pentagon, for instance, now willing to talk about this? And honestly, having come off of this kind of rolling catastrophe of COVID-19 and the government doing sort of strange things, I'm sort of tempted to think, okay, do they want us to be distracted? I mean, that's my conspiracy theory, is that the government wants us to be distracted. And this is kind of the mother of all stories. I mean, frankly, you said you're not that interested in it. I've always been fascinated about it. Guillermo Gonzalez and I wrote the book, The Privileged Planet, that sort of bears on this question of extraterrestrial life and intelligence. And I can think of a lot of circumstances in which we can very easily confirm the existence of extraterrestrial intelligence. I mean, if a ship just shows up over the Seattle skyline, that would do the trick. But instead, we're still dealing with these kind of murky bits of evidence and the testimony of, as you said, testimony of very credible people. But at the moment, I would say, you know, it's reasonable to be skeptical. On the other hand, I don't think we should have our minds so closed that we can't look at any new evidence that emerges.
Okay, when you talk about new evidence that emerges, there is a great desire to change the terminology from UFOs to UAPs, meaning unidentified aerial phenomena. What's the point of that?
Well, the point of that is that the word frankly, it's marketing and branding. I mean, we're talking about exactly the same thing. We're talking about evidence that, you know, the kinds of things, if you describe the phenomena itself that we've been hearing about for decades, weird objects that don't seem to have any propulsion system, don't have wings, seem to be able to turn on a dime and do the kinds of things that any normal technology or biological being would be incapable of doing. But these are things flying around. They're still objects. But the problem is that the, you know, UFO, that acronym, we associate it with now sort of people with crazy hair and crazed looks in their eyes on the History Channel late at night. And so it's actually sort of hard to disentangle, you know, the wild kind of stuff about Area 51 from, you know, this is sort of straightforward discussion about, okay, what are these Navy pilots and naval radar systems picking up? I mean, I think it's one thing to say, okay, we've got this kind of murky, bad video footage. It's another thing to say, okay, we've got video footage. We also presumably have radar and telemetry data that would confirm visual sightings. But that's a real thing to discuss. But I really don't think that this change of terminology is anything but probably the military wanting to just get away from the bad association with the UFO.
Okay, one of the things that has come up recently has also been this picking up of some radio signals. But one of the difficulties with all of that, and even trying to investigate it, is given the distance from which this information supposedly is coming, it would, you know, sometimes when you're in a very long distance connection, you have to wait a few seconds before the thing. But here you're talking about waiting for tens of thousands of years, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, doesn't that put this whole likelihood that this is really alien craft make it much more scant, given the amount of distance and thousands of years they would have to travel?
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to talk about the kind of broad speculative question, could there be extraterrestrial life or intelligence somewhere else in the galaxy or in the whole universe? That's one idea. But then the idea that, okay, there's some that are close enough to us and contemporaneous with us that we could actually detect a radio signal. That's the less likely. The kind of least likely hypothesis is that there would be life. It would be intelligent. It would be contemporaneous. It'd be nearby. And it would be traveling here and be detectable. And so in many ways, the kind of unidentified aerial phenomena, the kind of layers of hypotheses that are required for that to be real, it's just the sort of least likely but most interesting scenario. If we had detected radio signals that suggested intelligence, then at least we'd know, okay, there seems to be life somewhere in the vicinity. But at the moment, we have no evidence of that. We've discovered 4,300 or so extrasolar planets. Not one of them is likely to be capable of bearing life. We haven't detected radio signals from actually millions of sites that have been investigated. And so because of that, that's kind of the background assumption. That's why I'm inclined to be fairly skeptical that we're dealing with extraterrestrial intelligence in these cases. Now, having said that, I do not think naval pilots are confusing these, you know, seeing a Canada goose or an air, you know, a balloon or something like that. I think they would not make that mistake. It's sort of an open question. I just think the prior probability of this being ETs is very, very low still.
Okay, the basic argument that put forward by Senator Rubio and by a lot of the military personnel or ex-military personnel who are promoting this new second, third, fourth, fifth look at unidentified aerial phenomena, the argument is that these are very likely earthbound craft that somebody else is operating, and they're operating above U.S. bases. They represent a right now national security threat. So when we come back, Jay, I want to take a look at the very, it seems to me, much bigger possibility than that this be from some distant, incredibly distant world and some other form of life, that what we're actually talking about here and what they're actually seeing and taping and being concerned about is an earthly threat to national security. Could that be the case? We will get to that and more with Dr. Jay Richards of American Catholic University of America and Discovery Institute coming right up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVed, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael MedVed Show, there's an old tradition that in this country, you know that people are serious about something when they put money on it. when they're willing to invest in it. And there's an article in Politico. It's a long, long article. It's an investigation, really, in the Politico magazine. And it's a good piece of work by a writer named Brian Bender, because he goes and talks to a lot of the very serious, very successful people that have invested a great deal of money. One of them is a Nevada real estate magnate named Robert Bigelow. Then there's also a very popular, very wealthy singer from Blink 182. And he also cites a former CIA man for 25 years in the CIA. And his name is Jim Semivan, who says UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, are real. The phenomenon is real. There is no way to deny or refute all the evidence accumulated over just the last few decades alone. But what is the phenomenon exactly? No one knows what the real story is. That's why the Pentagon has now authorized, and this was under the Trump administration. They did a series of classified briefings for Congress, including Navy pilots giving direct testimony. And then the Pentagon announced it was creating an unidentified aerial phenomenon task force to improve understanding. So what about the idea that these phenomena could be related to craft developed by the Russians or the Chinese or much less likely the European Union or somebody else that could be threatening America's national defense? Jay Richards is the author of Privileged Planet, How Our Place in the Cosmos is Designed for Discovery. Dr. Richards is a research assistant professor at the Bush School of Business at Catholic University of America and a senior fellow of the Great Discovery Institute. So what about the national security implications of some of these thousands of unidentified, unexplained phenomena?
Michael, it's the answer that I would most want, because it's the thing that would be in some ways the least unsettling and the most expected. Here's the problem, though, is that if we take the observation seriously, so we say, okay, these are serious people responding to phenomena that we now have records of, and then you go actually look at, okay, what are the features, what are the properties of these things that they are observing? They're so completely outside the scope of any sort of conceivable human technology at this sort of stage of our technological development. I mean, so yeah, I my sense is that we're dealing either with some major instrument failure and just some serious confusion or something else, because what we can imagine is a kind of stepwise improvement, maybe a supersonic airplane or missile or cruise missile or something like that. But they're going to have conventional propulsion systems. They're going to be able to see the heat coming off of them. They're going to make sounds. Whereas these observations, if you look at it, and again, just take the testimony seriously and look at least what's been released, we're dealing with things that don't seem to have propulsion systems. They don't seem to, they don't have tail fins. They turn on a dime. They can go from ground level to 80,000 feet in 1 second. That doesn't sound like anything, frankly, that the Russians or the Chinese are developing. Now, I admit that that seems more likely than the hypothesis that we've got aliens coming from, say, thousands of light years away. But really, neither of these seems all that satisfactory. I admit now that, of course, that the federal government should be most interested in this for the national security implications. But that doesn't really fit what seems to be described and what's being observed. And so at the moment, we're waiting for this report, which you said is supposed to come out in June. I'm hoping they're going to give us more details other than these grainy videos, that maybe we get better video, we get the radar data, so we have a better sense. At the very least, that would sort of allow us to kind of narrow the hypotheses that we're at the moment entertaining.
Right now, I know there are a lot of people, I've heard them on Fox News in particular, who are making fun of the explanation that, oh, these are all weather balloons. And what that's based on is the Roswell anomaly, which really was a weather balloon. I mean, I think the proof is overwhelming. It was, right?
Yes, there's a lot of, and that, and I mean, the reality is that in the studies of this thing, there is a kind of area study. There's the so-called RUFOs, which are residual UFOs, which are just basically the phenomena that don't easily admit of these other obvious explanations like weather balloons and, you know, flocks of birds and things like this that people can naturally confuse. And the things that we're talking about, this half a dozen cases, these videos, they seem to fall into that RFUO category. In other words, they don't easily submit to these kind of obvious explanations.
What would be your best guess, having looked at this, as where this is going? I mean, one of the calls, and I think Senator Rubio has indicated he's open to this, certainly Harry Reid, former Senate Majority Leader and Minority Leader, Harry Reid of Nevada has come full out, said we need to, we're not spending enough money in this government right now. We need major spending on this kind of UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena. We need more spending on that. Do you agree with that direction for the federal exchequer?
No, I don't. I mean, for all the obvious reasons. I think, you know, Harry Reid probably never saw an appropriations bill he didn't like. I mean, at the moment, it's not clear to me that the problem is that we're not spending enough on this. I mean, we have a huge amount of detection technology out there. If there are things like this, clearly, I think, you know, if these, let's say these are aliens in ships that can be tracked, we're going to detect them. At the moment, there's this murkiness around it. The government seemed to, for decades, have a policy of totally denying this stuff, which I didn't really ever understand. And now all of a sudden they turned on a dime and decided we're going to talk about this. And in either case, what we really need to do is, can't we just declassify this information so we actually know what the data is? At the moment, what we're getting is little dribs and drabs. And this, the video, frankly, if anyone goes online and watches it by itself, it's incredibly underwhelming. And you feel like, gosh, I don't know, this could almost be a smudge on the cameras. I'm assuming they're not making that mistake. But, you know, honestly, I don't discount the possibility that there is a reason that we're supposed to be distracted by this. I mean, we know the intelligence community in the United States at times used stories about flying saucers to distract people, and I think that's always a possibility. I'm not saying that's the case here, but that's one of the hypotheses, is that, look, we're dealing with a lot of the same sort of unexplained bits of observations, and now all of a sudden the powers that be want us talking about this. But
let's hope that that's not the case. Look, my late father, who was a physicist and who you knew, Jay, when I was a kid and I spoke to him about it, he would say, no, not very likely. But if they are aliens, they're so much more advanced than we are, we'd be powerless against them. If they leave us alone, let's leave them alone. Jay Richard of the Discovery Institute, thanks for your contribution. We will continue with some other unidentified political phenomena coming up on the MedVet Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is proposing a budget to Congress for the fiscal year 2022 that's just under $6 trillion. Biden trying to make the case that it's time for America to spend big. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we cannot afford to spend all that money.
This is too extreme and too expensive. Think about what we're saying right here. This is what everyone has ever warned us about, that your debt becomes so large it's more than 100% of your GDP. There's no coming back from that. This sounds like Venezuela or Cuba.
Senate Republicans on Friday blocked a bill that would form a commission to probe the January 6th Capitol attack, the first filibuster of the year by the chamber's 50-vote minority. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell lobbied his members forcefully against the House-passed commission measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved Show, I never underestimate the power of a financial prophet to try to lead people into all kinds of different directions. And for Matthew McConaughey, who makes a fine living as an actor, and he's a very good actor. I mean, he's consistently watchable on screen, and he's a smart guy. But he's made an unbelievable amount of money on his book. His book, which is kind of about his life and its ruminations, and it has little sketches and doodles that he did in it, and it's actually a pretty interesting book. It's called Green Lights. It has been on the bestseller list, and really, the real bestseller list, not the kind of claims that people sometimes make when they don't deserve them. Matthew McConaughey has a genuine bestseller, and so he has been talking about running for governor of Texas. Now, do I believe that he will? I actually kind of don't. But then again, stranger things have happened, like Caitlyn Jenner running for governor of California, where I don't think she is likely to be the next governor. The new polls in California, unfortunately, show that Gavin Newsom, the incumbent governor, is looking increasingly likely to beat the opposition. Where I would, if I were in California, I'll be very candid about it, I'd vote against Gavin Newsom. I'd vote to throw him out and vote to put in Kevin Faulkner, who's been on the show. I'd love to have him back on the show, as a matter of fact. He was terrific. He's a former mayor of San Diego who has a great plan for tax reform, great plan for cutting the cost of government, a great plan for rejuvenating California. In any event, Matthew McConaughey's talking about running in a state that doesn't really need rejuvenation because it's been doing extraordinarily well, gaining in population, gaining in economic power, gaining, what is it? I think it's 5 congressional seats this round, Texas. But here is the native Texan speculating on his potential political program. And this is with him talking on the Carlos Watson show on YouTube. Clip 6.
I'm not interested in going and putting a bunch of Band-Aids on that are going to be ripped off as soon as I'm out. I'm interested in building something that can last. And I'm measuring what category that is. I don't know if that's politics. That whole embassy of politics has some redefining of its purpose.
Do you know whether or not you have the constitution to have those fights and talk about those things that may be uncomfortable or ahead of the curve or what have you?
I trust my core beliefs. I trust my core beliefs enough and my values enough to know to feel comfortable listening to an opposing. Right. One, we try to teach our kids delayed gratification. We don't like to think about further than tomorrow.
Yeah.
We need immediate results.
Yeah.
Because this is what's going to be on my playbook. How many things do actually leaders and politicians get done, therefore, that now become realized later on after they're in office? They never get the credit for those.
Yeah.
You only get credit, wins and W's and L's, for what you did in that bank of those years.
Yeah.
We got to make some sacrifices for larger rewards tomorrow.
Okay, what did he just say? Does anybody understand that? I mean, it sounds good. He speaks quickly and forcefully, and we've got to make some sacrifices right now. I mean, that's a refreshing message, I guess. But McConaughey would probably run as an independent, and there have they've done polling in Texas that shows that he would be a formidable opponent if he did run for governor. But I don't think that would last. Not with that kind of vague in the middle of the universe kind of statement. Well, we've got to fix our politics and we've got to look longer term and we've got to make some sacrifices for our long-term benefit. And what the heck does that mean? Ronald Reagan, who is the all-time definer of what should happen or could happen with a celebrity in politics, he ran for governor of California before he had any real electoral experience. He had participated prominently in the Goldwater campaign in 1964. But he had this great idea of having core issues that he talked about again and again and again, things that were actually attainable. And if you're going to be a celebrity running for office, and this is one of the problems with Caitlyn Jenner, it has to be about more than celebrity. Just, wow, here's something, Matthew McConaughey talking about politics and not sounding like a complete idiot. And he didn't. And I know that he's not because he wrote that interesting book. But that interesting book has almost nothing to do with his political opinions. And right now, some of the political issues that are on the table are fundamental. In the papers this morning, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, the Biden administration is getting ready to increase federal spending. This is just federal spending by $6 trillion. That's what the budget blueprint is going to look like. Now, what do you say about that? Is that the way to go? Do we need to expand government and raise taxes? Somebody who certainly agrees with that proposition is Senator Elizabeth Warren. Listen to what she says about expanding not only our spending, not only our taxation, but expanding our minds. Listen, clip 6.
infrastructure is about structure, helping people get to work and helping businesses thrive because they've got workers. We build roads and bridges to do that. We invest in broadband to do that. We need to invest in child care to do that. Millions of women are out of the workforce right now, and one out of four says, the reason I can't get child care. We were in a crisis before the pandemic hit. It only got worse during the pandemic. This is our chance to expand our idea of what infrastructure means. Give women who want to work a real chance in the workplace.
Okay, what was the crisis that we were in before the pandemic? I mean, our economy was humming along. I don't think that this was the greatest economy the world has ever seen, as President Trump sometimes said, but it was pretty darn good. And most Americans knew it. They felt it. They experienced it. When she says we were in a crisis before the pandemic hit, what crisis? See, this is part of the Democratic point of view. The whole idea is that crisis is perpetual. Democrats are addicted to crisis. And because without some kind of impending doom or some kind of disaster comes some kind of suffering, you can't justify all of these bold new government programs. And it's one of those strange things that people on the left and mainstream media fall into this all the time. You judge a Congress, you judge a president, you judge an individual governor by the number of bills that are passed, the number of changes that are made, the number of new programs and new bureaus and new departments that are instituted. Was it really crucial to saving our energy industry, to developing energy independence, that we had a Department of Energy? Was that even helpful to that process? I don't think so. And what's happened since we established a Department of Education under Jimmy Carter? It's not like before that we didn't have education. We actually had, most people will agree, and you can look at the numbers. We've been talking about the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Before the late 70s, when that new department was set up, our education did a better job. And why would that be? We will get to one of the Biden administration's achievements with inflation coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, this is a great opportunity if you want to get a great package at a greatly reduced cost. You get a hardcover signed copy of my most recent book, God's Hand on America, and a complete audio book. Every word of the book read with fervor and feeling by me, together with an MP3 player to play it on. And all for a greatly reduced price, more than 25% off at Medved History Store. Check it out. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com. Making history, not in necessarily a good way, the inflation problem. And there is a tendency to basically dismiss it. And to say it's all under control and the interest rates are so low right now that we can risk all of the extra spending that we would have to make if the interest rates go up on borrowed money. The Bloomberg News, which is not, again, it's Mike Bloomberg's operation, but it's not a radical right organization, hardly. It says this about the worth of America's paychecks. This is clip 11.
Those who are watching inflation got some more of it today, Lisa. We are seeing numbers that we haven't seen in quite some time. The income and spending numbers come in pretty much as expected. We knew that incomes were going to fall because we had seen transfer payments, the stimmy checks, go up 570% in March. They're down by 70% this month. Spending held in, 0.5%. We knew it would drop, but it did hold in. But the numbers everybody's looking at, of course, are the PCE numbers, the core PCE, 1.8% last month, up to 3.1%. That is the highest since 1992. So that's going to get a lot of people's attentions.
Okay, what that means is that with the level of inflation today, America's paychecks are now worth 3.1% less than last year. And that is something that people are going to begin to feel. Axios is reporting inflation in April, as measured by the core personal consumption expenditures, that's what he was talking about, PCE, rose 0.7% faster than expected. A core PCE is the Fed's preferred measure of inflation when determining monetary policy. And what they report over at Axios is, don't fear inflation. Inflation isn't always and necessarily a bad thing. It's one of many variables in the economy, and its presence helps some groups of people and harms others. But that kind of nuance is getting lost in the present debate. Why it matters? There are two well-defined inflation camps at this point. Both of them take for granted that inflation is, broadly speaking, a bad thing. But that's never true for everyone and always depends on how you define it. Inflation is a good thing if you owe money. In other words, if you end up owing $10 if you owe people, say, $10,000, and the inflation rate is serious, then that means that, in effect, you owe less money. But if you have done what Americans have been doing increasingly, and it's now a majority of Americans actually putting some money away, the ongoing inflation makes that money worth less and less and less. And that's part of what animated inflation as a tremendous political issue until Paul Volcker at the Federal Reserve and Ronald Reagan helped get a hand on it and get some kind of control. There's also another indication among many, many, many of bias in the media, which is kind of amusing because Chuck Schumer was just doing a press conference today, and yes, it's been a long week, and yes, he lost on this idea of a big new nonpartisan commission to investigate the 6th of January, but he was talking at his press conference about the reasons, the powerful reasons for a new bill for the U.S. Innovation and Competition Act. I'm not even sure which one of the many, many Biden program bills this is. But neither is Chuck Schumer. Listen to the Senate Majority Leader, clip 10.
This is one of the most significant pieces of legislation that's come before the Senate in a very long time, and it's going to have huge effects down the road. It doesn't get the attention it should, I've said, for three reasons. Number one, because it's bipartisan, so there's no fighting. There's no fight. No, I know you guys like fighting. Number two, because it is going to take effect, not immediately, although the CHIPS part will, but in general, it won't take effect, but it'll have dramatic effects 4, 5, 10 years from now. And I forgot the third reason. I had three reasons. I said them in my speech. Do you remember? What is it? What?
Positive.
Oh, yeah. It's positive. Not negative. Okay. It's a positive piece of legislation. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Do you remember Rick Perry, Energy Secretary under President Trump, who was a candidate for president back in 2008. And Rick Perry, actually 2011, excuse me, and it was a candidate for president for the 2012 election against Obama. And he didn't make the nomination, and one of the reasons his campaign collapsed was because this happened, unfortunately for him, in the middle of a presidential televised debate. Listen.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So five. Commerce, education, and the third agency of government, yes. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
Oops. There went his campaign. By the way, the third one that he forgot, I'm pretty sure, was energy, which is ironic because that's the department that he headed and made a not such a huge impact. There's a program for equality that actually seemed to send the opposite message, and it took me a while to figure this out. But Spain's postal service is feeling a backlash from an attempt to highlight racial inequality. State-owned Correos España this week issued a set of four stamps in different skin-colored tones. And I've seen this. This really is clearly human skin. And the darker the stamp, the lower the price. The lightest color costs $1.95 in American money, $1.60 euros, $1.60 euros. The darkest one is just 85 cents for the stamp. The Postal Service calls them equality stamps and introduced them on the anniversary of George Floyd being killed by a police officer in Minneapolis. It said the stamps, quote, reflect an unfair and painful reality that shouldn't be allowed, and that every letter or parcel sent with them would send a message against racial equality. How does it send a message against racial inequality? How does it send that message if the darker stamp is a bargain? It costs less. And, I mean, this is nuts. It's, and of course, people have been very angry at this. They said they're going to continue with this program. The idea is it's supposed to illustrate how foolish it is to charge less for a stamp, to pay someone less just because they're darker skinned. This is a big issue in Spain, of course, because at least by one definition, what do you think? You think people who live in Spain are Hispanic? Well, come on. By American definitions, most of Spain is Hispanic whites. But they do, as many other countries, find that there is a different economic outcome or educational outcome that is frequently there for you, depending on how dark your skin is. However, the idea of trying to emphasize skin shade and its differential and its impact on people by pricing stamps differently wouldn't work very well here. Meanwhile, the Washington Post news alert. Postal Service raises rates, sending the price of a first-class stamp to 58 cents. Holy cow. Will anybody even notice? I mean, right now, you still use the Postal Service? I actually do. He asks who buys stamps. Me! So now it's like carrying cash. Inflation has already set in. Not necessarily a good sign for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.